that's how you guys doing out there. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. You know, God definitely has been good in my life. And if he's been good in your life, I want to hear from you. Now, of course, he's been good in your lives. I mean, just the fact that we have the chance to have life and to breathe, we know that he's good. So today, you know, I want to hear some good news. I want to hear some good news from you guys out there. Share with me something that God has done in your life. Share with me something that God has done in your life. I want to hear from you, 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. We're going to call this the testimony hour of the Heart of Love Radio Show. Because, you know, if you look at the news and you read these different stories, there's always so much negativity. People are always doing something that they don't need to be doing. You know, and it's amazing that the media spends so much time on the negative. What about the positive things that God has done in your life? You know, I'll go first. Let me tell you, I've just relocated, and it's been about a week or so, but God is still blessing me. He's still blessing me. He's blessing me with a piece of furniture that I wish I had the opportunity to purchase, and he's really blessed me in that area. And so I'm really thankful for him, to him, and for him really just blessing me today with the ability to even come on air and go live and talk with you guys and play music for you guys. So that's my testimony. But I do want to hear from you. That's 646-595-4311. You know, if you'd like to send me a shout-out, an instant message while I'm online, feel free to do that at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. That's gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Just send me a shout-out, y'all. Now, let me keep on talking a little bit. I just had to send a shout-out to Miss Victory Waters. She's like a mentor to me. Shout out. And of course, my big brother, TAZ. Check him out at ATAZP.com. You can check Victory Waters out at Victory Waters Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. They're also on my top favorite friends list on Blog Talk Radio. Also, feel free to check out my new MySpace page dedicated entirely to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And that's at myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show. And, you know, you can feel free to visit my music page as well. There's a link on there. That's myspace.com/ G Wright Sing. Now, I know you guys, let me not forget, my official website at gwrightonline.com. You know, I want to play something from Sean Hardin. We're going to get things smoking today with Sean Hardin. And this is his song, Free, not to be confused with Liz Yancey's Free. And Liz Yancey, that's my girl. What's up, Liz? I'm sending you a shout-out as well. She's having auditions right now for background singers and things like that. So she's really doing her thing. Feel free to check her out on her MySpace page. That's Liz Yancey's Music. MySpace.com/ Liz Yancey's Music. Also, you know, I guess you might as well say I'm just going to give a shout-out to all my brothers and sisters in the faith out there. This is, don't forget to check out blogtalkradio.com, Power of Forgiveness. Power of Forgiveness. You know, and she's a remarkable young lady. Check her out and feel free to send her a message because she's definitely moving in the Lord and the things that God is doing. But let's get things started today with Free. And this is Sean Hardin.
If you've been free from hurt and pain, put your hands together on this stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna sing this song for somebody today that's been going through. I want you to know that God has set you free today. Talk about criticize.
lift your hands right where you are and give God glory.
That was none other than Free, Sean Hardin. What has God done in your life? Now, I want to hear from you. But before we come back and open up the lines, I want to play a little bit of something from 25:7. My soul is anchored.
I know he'll lead me there.
our soul has been anchored in the Lord. That was Trinity 5:7. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. You are listening to the Hearts of Love radio show. What has God done in your life? You know, it's amazing, as each day goes by, I just sit back and I just go over the different things in my mind and in my heart that, you know, things that God has done in my life. And I'm telling you, it's only by His grace that I'm here. Yeah, I want you to know today, it's only by His grace that I'm able to talk with you guys right now. But how many of you know that God is a good God, and God will, He will meet every need in your life. Again, we're talking about different things that God has done in your life, your praise reports, and different things like that. But while I do have people listening, and I appreciate you guys listening in, please make the Heart of Love radio show a favorite of yours. I really would appreciate that. We'll get things going, keep things going with Keep On Praising by Fred Hammond. How many of you know you have to keep on praising? No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, you've got to keep on praising. This Fred Hammond.
Oh, yeah! I will bless you, O Lord, because you have been so good. You have been my strength in the time of weakness. There's never been a time I couldn't count on you. So I will bless you, O Lord, in the midst of the people. Come on, somebody! Right here, right now, we come to give your name the glory. Somebody, help me. Sisters, tell me something. Come on.
Look around, the weep of God.
Say what?
Keep on. Work my fingers to the bone.
Should have known.
Keep on.
That the struggle.
I have faith, wasn't over.
Keep on.
Struggle.
That was Fred Hammond, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, the very own G. Wright. And it's so good to be here. It is truly so good to be here. Feel free to send me a shout-out at G. Wright Online right now. I'm about to bring to you one of the cuts from my CD that's coming out next month. Yes, hooray. Give it claps. You know, I'm just excited that my CD, All Things Are Possible, will be out next month. I appreciate your prayers and support and everything. The CD release party will be up in D.C. at the Apex Theater and on May 17th. But God bless you, and we'll keep on going with the show. This cut is titled Love Always, featuring Prince Marching III on sax. Does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Show love, love always.
That was your very own G. Wright featuring Prince Martin III on sax. We have a caller calling in live. I recognize this caller, this particular caller, listeners. T-A-Z. T-A-Z, I see you. T-A-Z, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. I see you got your chat room open and things. Every now and then, you got to pop in there and see who in there.
Okay, well, let me pop in there. Oh, I have everyone else. Hold on. Let me see who's in there. Hey, what up?
It's only me, but I'm just saying. you need to check it every now and then. I know you ain't used to this, man. You just used to rambling on, giving a good positive message to your fans, but you gotta check your chat room if you're gonna open it.
Well, you know what? I opened it and someone came in, and then she left. You know, I'm not gonna say her name, God. You know, she's on my top five, but
yeah.
She popped in and then she popped out. So I just said, okay. So I totally forgotten about it.
Yeah, you did.
I know. But since you're on the phone, TAZ, I heard through the grapevine that you got some great stuff going on.
Yeah, as far as doing this music and getting ready to do the book, I got the personnel in place to type it and put it on a jump drive for me so I can submit it to a couple of publishers. So that's what's getting ready to happen. And I got about four or five CDs sitting down waiting just for people to do their stuff and record.
Like?
Well, I ain't going to say the name of the person, but I'm talking to her right now on the phone. And then we got Ron L., of course. You know Ron from the house party when you were there. And also Miss V., you never met her. And also, I got one of my CDs. I'm just waiting on Miss V, you, Ron L, and some more people to, you know, to put their thing down on there.
Oh, man. Well, I can definitely tell you this. I am definitely looking forward to hearing that stuff because, you know what, I'm telling you guys, I was over there in the TAZ studio. I'm not going to tell you where it's located, and I can give out his personal information like that. But one thing I'm going to tell you is this. It was slamming. You know, I went to Music Overload again. They almost had to wheel me out on a cart.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. Some great things are happening over there with you. You know, the question I was asking the listeners today was, what was the, what's one thing that God's done in your life? You know, if you'd just give me one thing that God's done in your life today, what will be your testimony? Now, it sounds like you already have some great things that you could say, but what would you say?
Well, gave me a peace of mind with, as far as me being single, I was single. I was out there in the world real hard, dog. I mean, and once he blessed me with my wife, I mean, and it's only been 4 years, but everything has changed from soot to gold. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a 360-degree turnaround. And just by doing the right things and being honorable and just, you know, going about life, taking life one day at a time and trying to do the best you can each and every day. Instead of, you know, when I was on the run, I was just ripping and running, living for me, and that was it. Wasn't giving back, wasn't thinking about nobody else, basically living selfishly. You know what I'm saying?
But now that I got somebody
in my life, everything is just, you know, a different outlook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you mean to tell me before you married Mrs. T-A-Z, you wouldn't have been as generous and nice as you are now.
I've probably been as nice, but I didn't have time for nobody. I wasn't living real stable. I was just ripping and running. You know what I'm saying? And as far as me being more outgoing, being blessed with financial stability where I can go on and donate to different charities that I wanted to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? Everything has just been a 360-degree turnaround as far as being blessed. And I think by me just doing right by her and honoring her, I've been blessed 10 times over. You know what I mean?
Man. Wow, man. That's some testimony.
And like I said, it was real bad at the very, you know, when I was living single, I mean, struggling, just making it. I mean, yeah, you know, I see every now and then that, you know, something might come up. But, of course, by me doing wrong and being out there, there was something that carried me and put me back down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to go through all those different tests that I had to go through in order to open up and just see that I need to just take, you know, my life one day at a time and just do right. By doing right, you'd be blessed, and I see that.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, it's now that's you're like the second or third person I've heard say that line, almost that line. You did what's right, and you lined up your work, you lined up your life, and you keep it. And I know one thing I can say about this. You know, you do love the Lord. You know,
yeah.
And God's blessed you. You know, it's evident in your life. So it's amazing that when you line yourself up with doing what God wants you to do and doing unto others that you have them do unto you. And like you said, since you're a married man, you know, I'm not married, but since you're a married man, you honored your wife, and God's blessed you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like another discussion. I think that sounds like another topic discussion or something. Because I'm being honest, how many brothers are you here, and you know, keep it real, honor their wives?
Not too many. But then again, you know, my dad did, so, you know. And a lot of my uncles did too, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, coming from a Christian family, you see it a little bit more. But, you know, just friends and people that you just know, the percentage is pretty low.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's definitely some testimony, man. And, but let me ask this question. Based on, you know, so many different things are just unraveling. What do you think is going to be the next big thing that's going to come out from TAZ?
Well, right now the big thing that's going on now is the label. I'm part of the label at ZooMusic.com. That's ZOOMOOZIK.com. And they're a record label out of Los Angeles, and they hit me up, and I got an instrumental CD, no words, just beats, a dozen of them, and it's Beats Made from Heat, Z Mentals, at Zoo Music, where people can purchase it and buy it right now.
Oh,
and I plan on dropping another CD with me and Ron L., the Love Brothers, and we're going to get Smitty in Las Vegas to do the cleanup on it, the actual mastering of it. So everything is going good. Like I said, I met Smitty, and hopefully Smitty will come here for the house party so you can meet him. He's my age, a real cool guy, and I want him to succeed too. You know what I'm saying?
Smitty?
Yeah, his name is Smitty, and he's a real nice guy, man. I mean, he does gospel. Also, he does jazz, he does R&B, and he does hip-hop beats. He has over 2,000 beats right now. This cat is very bad. He's one of my top friends on my music page on MySpace.
Cool. That's his first name or that's his nickname?
That's his stage name. It's S-M-I-D-I, Smitty, like MIDI, like the MIDI hookup.
Okay.
He put the S on it, Smitty, but his last name is Smith.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that. And I've heard a couple of your stuff, and it's off the chain.
Yeah, that one song is by one of his beats. You know, so he knew I write, so you know what I'm saying. It was all good. I mean, you just meet people that you've been talking to for 4 years and never even seen them. Like I had met you on the phone for, what, a year before I actually physically met you?
Once you ate a piece of chicken, it's been over with.
Now,
listen, anyone who knows me knows that I love to eat. Now, I do have to say that, you know, once I've been over there, I'm like family now.
Yeah.
I'm like family right now. So it's all good. I'm happy about it. I'm not complaining.
We got to get you in here because I'm getting ready to get some green beans and fry them, baby.
You're going to fry some green beans?
Oh, man, I ate some in Las Vegas when me and my wife went on our anniversary.
Yeah.
And at this restaurant, Marie Callender. Marie Callender is the one that makes those apple pies that you see in the freezer section of your supermarket. They got a restaurant called Marie Callender out there, which is just grand. We went there 3 times when we were there. Very good. I love it. Say they had a side order, fried green beans. And they fry it like okra.
Yeah.
And I fried some the other day, and it's on and popping over here, so you might need to come over here, but you got to get them fresh. You can't get them, you know, you got to get them right after they come out the grease.
Okay, now, you know what? I wouldn't make it over there by that time.
Yeah, fried green beans, boy. We're going to do it up.
Well, you know what? I'm going to pray that you make some the next time I come over.
Yeah, I'll make sure you just gotta let me know, and I'll go get some.
Yeah, listen, I'll be over there Sunday. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. I'll get some, and then I'll fry some. We gotta have some, and then dip it in the sauce.
Oh.
I'm gonna make this sauce too. So we gotta have some. So.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Well, I guess you could say another testimony of mine is how God puts people in each other's paths. And far as relationships, and it's amazing that, you know, through Blog Talk Radio, through MySpace, and then, you know, through MySpace, and after conversing and talking about music for a year, to finally have met last year, and now I'm almost like part of the family. I'm part of the TAZ clan with Mr. Bugs and Mrs. TAZ, of course.
Ron L. Jer Bear, which is Jerry Harrison, Gina L, which is Gina,
Rolanda,
Gina Morris, Rolanda, which is Kim Adams, Rolanda 700. Then there's Say Diggs, who you haven't met, who is Paula Patton, who's in Arizona. Then there's DJ Stroke, who you haven't met,
and you
did meet him. He was at the party.
Oh, yeah, I might say Mark Lacey. You might as well say Mark Lacey. He's in there, right?
I left Mark Lacey a message today. He's supposed to be in Atlanta Saturday performing somewhere.
Wow. You know, it's amazing how God put these different relationships together. And it's amazing. Like, one person can do this for you, then you can do this for another person. And it's all about helping each other.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Now, while I have you on the phone, I'm going to ask you this question. You know, how did you get the... How'd you come up with the Urban Committee?
I was listening to a lot of shows here on Blog Talk, and there was, you know, a lot of people. Now, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. A lot of people's shows aren't that good, not here on Blog Talk. I mean, you know, people are just talking and rambling about different situations, but you can tell the ones that are really good and up to par where it almost sounds like it's professional radio, and those are the shows that I chose. There's me, you, our show, the Heart of Love show, Mr. Bugs show. He's been doing it for a few years before we even got on Blog Talk. I had too. Also, there's Chi-Town's Finest, Cleo Jones, Miss Kitty, TV Network, and Partners in Crime. And next on the list will be Lady Soul, who I listened to her show the other day. And she's going to be co-hosting the show with me coming up here in, I guess, in June. My schedule's so booked to June. I got folks so booked from June.
Man, you know what? You know, let me tell you this, guys. You know, one thing about it is that TZ was like, Gregory, you need to go ahead and invite some people in your show, you know, in your shows. And I can honestly say I have invited people on my show, and I have I'm trying to think of it, But they'll be calling in soon. That's all I can say. You got to tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. And you're going to find, you can hear some good music, some good conversation.
You better get David Turner, who is a CEO of RedeemSoul.com. He's got a gospel label, and he's got a gospel CD, which I actually purchased after I listened to a few of his songs on his website, which is RedeemSoul.com. You need to talk to David Taylor. I told you about him. I had him on my show, and he was so appreciative of it. Please give David Taylor some time. Connect with him. Matter of fact, just hit up Redeem Soul on Blog Talk. Connect with him and ask him to be on your show. He'll gladly do it. And they got a nice CD. It's Neo Soul Gospel.
Oh, man. You know, I love Neo Soul Gospel.
One day, Greg, we're going to have to get together so I can MP3 you some of these, the new gospel, because I'm listening to Sonny Hawkins now. And
Hey, while you're on the phone, I'm going to play this. This is from Marvin L. Winans. This is called Joy.
Okay.
You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. We got TAZ on the line tonight. And this is a great new song coming up. Now, you know, it's supposed to come on right now. You know, I don't know what's happening. Why am I having technical difficulties, TAZ?
I don't know.
I think I might bring my computer over there to Mrs. TAZ.
Yeah. You need to throw some praying oil on it right now.
Yeah, I'm about to touch it right now. I'm about to touch it suddenly. Okay, here it is. This is Joy. Marvin L. Wine.
Don't listen to the doubters.
And that was Joy. That's something new from Marvin Winans.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, man. You like that one?
Yeah, I wrote it in the chat room, which you ain't in.
Well, you know what? You know what? You just went to the chat room. I just left the chat room.
I had to refresh it because it wasn't working.
And whose phone was that?
I don't know, man. It don't work on my show. I don't even see people. I got to keep clicking on mine. So now tonight I'm going to turn. The guy told me to turn everything off except, you know, Blog Talk. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. You know what? You're gonna let me know how that is, and I'll call in tonight. You're going to make sure you let me know how that is. You know, but, yeah, I forgot. You know, I forgot to tell everyone. I think I did tell everyone. Just remind you guys that that I am going to be singing live on the Women of Destiny television show that airs on the AIB network on Comcast. That's, I think, Channel 5 on Comcast on cable. That's the Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasting System. Next Tuesday from 10 to 10:30, you will hear me, G. Wright, sing Consecrated For You live. You know, so guys, please check it out, and I appreciate your prayers. And don't forget, you can call in. I know there's 7 minutes remaining, 646-595-4311. You know, but you know, TAZ, I have to play something from my CD. I'm gonna play Talking About Love.
Okay.
When we come back, we're gonna play something from TAZ. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. And special guest so far, TAZ. And it's Talking About Love.
Brighter day, love. Tell me.
Listening to the Heart of Love radio show, and that was your very own G. Wright singing, talking about love from his upcoming CD, All Things Are Possible. I guess I'm talking in third person. I am G. Wright. I appreciate you guys listening to the Heart of Love radio show. We got none other than T.A.Z. on the line chilling out with me tonight.
What's up? What's up?
You know, T.A.Z., you know, let me ask you a question. Which track that you've written so far, that you wrote so far, has touched you the most? Now, I know you write a lot of tracks. I'm saying one of the tracks that you've done now that you have right prior.
You mean the new ones that's not, that people haven't listened to yet?
Yeah.
So, really, to be honest with you, the Psalms 150.
You know, and I'm gonna have to put that down here. You know, T.A.Z., let me ask you a question. I don't know about, well, I'm going to ask you some questions about Blog Talk, about the music part later, because I know I have it here, but I'm looking for it, and I don't see it. So I had to ask you some questions about that off air. But can you just share just a little part of it? Kick it a cappella.
A little part of what?
Psalm 150.
Well, I can tell you about it.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Okay, when you go to Psalms 150, it says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, every animal, every living creature, praise the Lord, give praise to the Lord. And basically, it was saying how you can praise the Lord on the tambourine, on the trumpet, on the string instruments. And James Cleveland did this. I can't name what year because my mama had the record. James Cleveland did this song, and he put all the instruments together and had church. And the people were so excited, they wanted to just shout and tear up the church right then. But he was like, I got to get a message to you on how we put this all together so we can praise the Lord. And basically, that's what I did, a remake of it. And with me, Ron L., Gina L., and Rolanda 700, all four of us put it down. And I added in the tambourine, the trumpets, the string instruments, which is a piano is made up of strings, so I had a piano sound. Of course, I program and do all my music on the computer, so it was challenging, but that's a bad song. It's on my MySpace page right now.
So go to the MySpace page. Give it to them.
It's another T-A-Z production. Spell it all the way out. Another T-A-Z production. At MySpace, and Psalms 150 is right there on there out of six songs.
And, you know, first I got to say this, I appreciate you guys tuning in today. Check us out Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. And we got T.A.Z., and he's going to be back on live soon. So we got to make sure that we do an hour, T.A.Z.
Yeah, most definitely. And also, I got to get with you to get those songs to you so your listeners can actually hear some of those gospel tunes that I'm be jamming to. I usually play them on my No Spin show. I play a few gospel songs. I got some gospel songs coming on this next No Spin show, which is going to be next week after this week. Oh, it's going to be live.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that.
And you need to also tune in when I got Sheila Simone and my cousin, the Silent Stepchild, because he does music as well. I got them two on my show the following week. Sheila Simone is from Oakland.
Oh, yeah, man, you know what? You are, man, TZ, you are a mover.
I be talking to everybody, don't I?
Hey, look.
I know you look on my MySpace, on my Blog Talk page and see all the people that I interviewed. I know you be like, he interviews some of everybody.
You know what? No, I say to myself, you know what? What makes the show so much interesting is when I have guests. You know, they've heard me, and apparently they like what I'm doing because they tune in and they check on me once in a while. But yeah, let me tell you this real quick. You need to get Sean Harden on your show. Sean Harden. I interviewed him a few weeks ago. His music is off the chain.
Where's he
Gospel.
From?
He's from, I believe it's, Detroit, Michigan. You know,
Do this. Pass the number to me, and I'll pass David's number to you.
Okay, I'll do that.
And that's
I'll do
how
that.
And then I'll be like, that. Well, I'm friends with G. Wright, and I got a radio show as well, and I listen to your music, and I'm sure enough feeling it, and I want you to come through and talk about it. That's all. We do is talk about music.
Yep. So most definitely, man, I'm going to definitely do that. Well, I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to call you back right after we get off the air.
Okay, and we are off the air. This is your little after show thing.
I know, but they can still hear, right?
Yeah, they can still hear. They go back on. You go back on, and you can pull this all the way up in its entirety. But they can't hear it right now. They can't hear it live.
Well, I'm
not
going to. I know it's not live, but I want them to go back and listen to what I'm going to talk to you about. I'll give you that number off here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All right, then, Greg.
I appreciate you, man.
Peace, man.
Peace. And I appreciate you guys listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. God bless you guys, and look forward to hearing from you next week. Bye-bye.